Well, I said to you, Jim, a couple of hours ago, what would a clean sheet mean? You've got one. How pleased are you?
Well, great, yeah. And we've had a few this season, you know. And the problem with us at the minute is either we concede four or we keep a clean sheet. You know, we kept three clean sheets in our last three away games leading up to Saturday's game, and then we conceded four. And obviously at home we've conceded four a couple of times, and then we concede none. So it's just bizarre. It's how the game is, but no credit to the lads. They had the bit between the teeth tonight. We've had to change our way. I think, you know, we're based on, you know, being a good footballing side. But looking at the weather yesterday in training and the forecast, you know, we went big and strong today, and a bit more of an aggressive approach. Long throws either side, set plays, you know, put pressure on their back line, high tempo. And I have to say, I don't think they've had a shot on target. The back three have been solid. You know, the young keeper's come in and made his debut, and, you know, to be fair, the back line have really looked after him and protected him. It goes away, but it's about, you know, winning games. We've gone into the FA Cup game with good footballers in the side, and we've got beaten, and on the night the weather killed us. But today we thought, well, we won't take any chances. We'll get it four, we'll play for set plays. You know, we've got some, you know, characters coming back into the side, the likes of Doug Dale making his first start in a long time. Peter Murphy keeps reminding me that he's never lost at the Globe Arena, which is a great omen. But no, I thought he was superb for the time that he's been out to come in and play 90 minutes. But no, every one of them, you know, put a good shift in. They were solid, competed first and second balls, and we did the ugly side well. We'd play better football. We know we can play better football, but at the minute, it's horses for courses, and it's a fantastic win, clean sheet. And, you know, we can draw a line under November and move on to December, and it's a positive start for us.
Has Barry Roach done his hamstring, Jim?
He's had a bit of a problem, probably with the games that he's played and obviously the training load and things like that. He's got a bit of a back problem, which is going into his hamstrings, but, you know, that's the way it is. But I have to say, Tony's come in, who's, you know, called upon there, and he's a confident kid. He kicks well. He hasn't really been called into too much action. I think there was one at the end with Kjorten, which he gathered okay. So yeah, well, you know, that's the only negative on the night for us, is losing Big Baz. But until we assess him tomorrow, we won't know how long he's going to be.
Kevin Gallagher's been saying all evening, Jim, Kevin Ellison's work rate, those central defenders, just sum up his display.
Well, people write him off because he's 37. You know, it's, or might be doing him an injustice there. He might be 36, 37 in February, I think. But his two goals of the weekend, you know, he's still got it. You can't keep a good player down. And what he does, he's an ultra professional. He's great around the place. Everyone knows he's a character and the way he goes about his job. And I know myself because I've played against him. And every time we played against each other, we got booked. And he was nasty and I was nasty. And he called me names and I called him names. And he wanted to do me in and I wanted to do him in. But that's why I said when I got the job, he was going to be my first signing. I drove around to his house and said, right, you've just been released from Rotherham. You're coming here. And he's been my best signing. And, you know, to play the games that he's played back-to-back, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and then come again now, people sometimes question, oh, yeah, he's too old. But if he's quality, he's quality. And it's not just his quality, it's his endeavour and his desire to work hard and set a great example for the players around him. You know, he was a nightmare for those centre-halves. He crunched into one of them first minute, and right into the 90th minute, he's closing the keeper down, he's charging round, and you know, you'd have to check his passport to see what age he really is, because he is a youngster at heart. But as I say, he's a great character. You know, he's always the pantomime villain. He's the player that the opposition fans love to hate, but it takes a lot of pressure off the players around him, and he led by example tonight, and we changed the formation. We knew, I thought Big Anton was good up front, Mullen in the hole just behind, and Kevin Ellison, they were a threat, they were strong, and you know, fair play to him, but he was one of many good performances tonight.
That's the first 90 minutes for Peter Murphy of the season as well. You brought him here to play every game, didn't you? But due to circumstances beyond your control, he hasn't. That's a big 90 minutes for him, isn't it?
Massive, yeah. And Adam Dugdale as well, who's come in. He's not played for a few months. He's had injury problems, but he tightened our back line up and, you know, led the other two alongside him, and was a good voice and good experience. But Peter Murphy, obviously, we brought him in. We've made him captain. He's had this freak occurrence after his injury. But, you know, leading up to the game, he's played 45 on Saturday. you're looking at it, you're thinking, is he going to last 90? He hasn't played for 4.5 months, but you know, in such a difficult position in the middle of the park because of the ground he's got to cover. But another one who led by example. You know, I've been saying about character recently, and sometimes when we've conceded one, it's become two, and two's become three. But you could just sense tonight that if we did concede one, we've got enough character on the pitch to make sure, you know, we go, okay, then let's dig in, let's start again. And you know, you do. This time of the year, your philosophy changes. You know, when it's pre-season, we're popping teams around, and some of the football and the chances we created this season have been fantastic. But, you know, looking at the weather like yesterday was unbelievable. It was worse than what it was on the FA Cup game. We were doing, you know, shape over on the Astro turf because we can't get on the grass. And, you know, the lads were standing there like penguins and Tifa chatting together and all sorts. But we knew coming into the game tonight that the conditions obviously not as bad, but there's still a little pretty, you know, terrible, and the pitch is cutting up a little bit. It wasn't a night for football, it was a night for characters, and Peter Murphy led by example, and that's a captain's performance. That's what I want from him.
Was a little bit of talk. Would you move the JPT game to Saturday afternoon? Are you quite pleased you got a week now for your next game?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, we've got quite a few bumps and bruises. Kenyon was on the bench. You know, we're right down to the bare bones, and the two young lads have gone on loan. We've got Jack Keller, who hasn't been involved, but what we had tonight is what we've got. And on that, we've got like Alex Kenyon on the bench, who's not fit. He was there just in case Peter blew up. We might have to throw him on for the last 15 or so. He's got that in because he's not trained. You know, Jamie Devitt's had illness. We've played Saturday, Tuesday relentlessly. We've had an awful lot of travelling. We've been to Plymouth, we've been to Newport, we've been to Dagenham. You know, we've been all over the show. Cambridge, Barnet. We've had an unbelievable amount of travelling. And at this stage of the year, I've seen it in the past, when the grounds start getting a bit heavier, when the clocks go back and traffic gets worse, you know, it's taking the lads longer to get in because there's more accidents, and it all takes its toll. And when you've got a small squad, it can affect you. I'm not using that as an excuse for our performances and results, but it gives us a right week now to charge our batteries and re-energise them and get them ready for a big JPT game next Tuesday.
Just a final one on Rocha. Is it too early to tell?
Again, played a lot of football. He's come back from a very serious injury. He's done well. You know, but he needs the competition, you know, to keep pushing him. And if he comes out, you've got someone, you know, to go in like Tony's done tonight. But it's he's been a little bit stiff. We've had to manage him and wrap him up. But when he took that kick there, whether he's just slipped slightly and it's just jarred his back and his hamstrings, hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not too serious.